Thank you for inviting me to join you today. I'm really glad to have this opportunity to come and share with you. This is a real special year for us, as somehow, unbelievably, this year marks 25 years of Isle of Wight Youth for Christ. So this year has really been a time of celebrating 25 years of telling young people across the island about Jesus and longing to see many, many young people's lives changed by him. And so because it's been 25 years, we've had a bit of a celebration event, but we've also been spending quite a bit of time reflecting on our journey and our story and just really taking in some of the opportunities that we've had, but also really acknowledging the people and the groups of people that have come alongside us on the journey and come alongside us in the story and encouraged us so much over the years. And you guys are one of those key groups of people that we just feel so blessed by and encouraged by. Thank you for all that you've done for us and all the ways that you've supported us and prayed for us and cheered us on. It's hard to find the words to express our gratitude and thankfulness, but your generosity and your provision over almost the whole 25 years has just enabled and released so much amongst young people on this island. I was actually rattling around in this room just the other day on my own, and I was just thinking about how this building and this room has become such a special place to me and to us. We've had the absolute joy of seeing hundreds of young people walk through those doors and gather in this room to hear about Jesus, to worship Jesus, to be encouraged in their faith and to pray together. The story goes a little bit, just to kind of bore you with the details, the story a little bit, almost exactly 25 years, so I've just been reflecting on it, so we're coming up to it, almost exactly 25 years we were praying and thinking about where we could host and run a island-wide Christian youth worship event. And we'd had a couple of options presented to us that had come about, but nothing had kind of felt right, and we didn't really have a peace about the options that we were looking at. And then just one random day, I wish I could remember the date, I cannot remember the exact date, but one random day, myself and Dave Burton, some of you will know him as one of the co-founders of Isle of Wight Youth for Christ, we'd parked somewhere just up over the corner that way, and we were meandering into town together, and we were just coming along the front here of the building, and we were like, oh, what's this? What is this place? What is this building? Our paths hadn't crossed up to this point, and so we tried to peer in through the windows, and there was something that just felt right about inquiring, about asking. So there was a name, Stephen Crago, 853446. Is that right? On the door. And so I think later that day we phoned Steve, and the rest is history. You guys very kindly welcomed us into this space, and that relationship has grown. And as I say, it's become a very special place where we've been able to hold, I would say that it's been almost probably 500 island-wide youth events and gatherings here in this building. And even more hundreds of young people than that have come into this place over those years. And so, yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for your generous provision in that way. Now, the island-wide stuff is so exciting. I do love it. We hope the island-wide youth worship event that we hold here is called Catalyst. We have a more quieter event called Unplugged, where we sort of squeeze into that room in the side. We've done some evangelistic outreach cafe-style events in here, and they are all really exciting, but they are very much the cherry on the cake, if you like. The island-wide events and our opportunities where we get to go away for a weekend over at Westbrook and Ride, or to take a group from the island to a Christian youth festival event like we've just done this last summer, very much the cherry on the cake. But in terms of the crucial day-in, day-out work of coming alongside young people and encouraging and discipling, a lot of this has been taking part and being accessed through what has become known as our Area Youth Projects. And so we currently have three area youth projects across the island. And these are where we've been able to come alongside churches in a certain area and Christians and volunteers to enable and facilitate youth ministry in the area, to cheer on those that are doing youth ministry and to try and set up and run some weekly groups, opportunities in schools in those areas. And so we have an area project. We have our first one, which was set up in Ryde. We have an area project in Ryde. And we have an area project in West White. And our newest area project is here in Newport. And so hopefully you have some awareness of this. As a team in Newport, we've employed a youth ministry worker in Peter Herman. And I know sometimes he sends out newsletters or little video updates. And hopefully you've seen some of those, and do keep an eye out for them and be praying for him. He works alongside a brilliant team of volunteers, including your very own Paul Crago upstairs. Paul is on the Rock Solid team. We were able to set up a new Rock Solid club, which is a club mainly for primary school age, to introduce them to Jesus and have fun together. So it's been a joy to re-establish a Rock Solid club. And recently, Paul, alongside a team, have set up an older club for those that have just been growing out of Rock Solid and moving on. So there's been Rock Solid. Over the last year and a half, Peter's been able, again, alongside churches in Newport, has been able to run three Youth Alpha courses, where we've seen some young people becoming Christians. He runs a couple of discipleship groups, and he runs a movie night here about once a term, where they invite young people through the local schools. We publicise it at Christ the King and in the schools that we work in. And a number of young people come here to have fun, watch a movie, but off the back of that, hear a kind of gospel message that the movie could kind of lend itself towards. That just took place, I think, just a week and a half ago. And that was a fantastic opportunity. Now, I did this very quickly, so I apologise for the lack of readability of it, but I just thought I wanted to give you something just with some current prayer points on. And so just as an aid to kind of prompt and remind you of a few things happening right now for us, where we would really value your prayer support, I've put together this, no expense spared, the thinnest bookmark you've ever had. But hopefully, if you get a magnifying glass out, you might be able to read it. But it does guide, has a few prayer pointers on here. So for the Newport Youth Project, so again, that's Peter Herman alongside others across Newport, like Paul Crago and others, doing Rock Solid and Rock Solid 2. There's been some really excellent opportunities recently in the Island Sixth Form, just around the corner here, where they've just been going in, setting up a question for the day. And particularly, it just feels like right now, in these last few weeks, there are some real searching, seeking questions coming out. Some of the older young people really asking some quite deep and faith sort of searching questions, and really quizzing our guys. Peter, David Parsons and Dan Wells go in there together once a week. They're getting asked, why do they believe in Jesus? Like, how do we know Jesus is the answer? Please pray for them as they follow that up. And they are considering, I've got Alpha question mark on there, because they're just trying to work out, what do we do? Do we run an Alpha course for just the sixth formers? So they're pondering that. So if you could pray that they would really be led by the Spirit as to how to move forward with those opportunities, that would be great. Peter also has come alongside Revive's work with Newport Youth Cafe, which is just around the corner. And there is a huge number of young people who I would actually say are probably some of the most lost, in some ways, young people in our town in Newport. And I think Peter and Pete Luther, who runs Newport Youth Cafe, they're really praying right now about how can we help these young people go on a journey to discovering Jesus, what would help them make some steps along that road. And so could you pray for Peter and Pete and the team as they consider ways to encourage those young people on a journey towards Jesus. A week from now, we are over at Westbrook. This is one of the cherry on the cake moments. We are running a year 7 and 8 weekend away. So that's about 12 year olds. If they're if they're on the older end, they maybe turn 13. So 11, 12, 13-year-olds. I think we've got about 30 young people booked up so far, a few more in the pipeline. It's a really fantastic opportunity to speak to them about Jesus and what Jesus has done. There is a number of the young people there that are unchurched and not believers, but have booked up to come on that weekend away. So please, could you pray for us this coming weekend, a week from now, as we run that over in Ryde, Westbrook. And then, as I mentioned very briefly, we have a fourth area project just in the pipeline. And so we've just been advertising for a youth ministry role in the east of the Wight, particularly in the Bay area, sort of Sandown, Shanklin Lake. And coming alongside the really excellent work of Flourish, which is in the high school over there in the Bay Academy, they are seeing some real open doors right now. Since that school's become a church school, the doors for input and sharing about Jesus have really opened up, and they are actually asking for Alpha Course within the school. And further opportunities, almost like youth church sort of activities to take place within the high school over there. So please, could you pray? We have a deadline on our applications for this role tomorrow. So yes, tomorrow is Monday. So could you pray just that we'd be led as we recruit a youth ministry worker for that fourth area project on the Isle of Wight? Thank you. Our persistent prayer, and that ties into our readings today, which we'll come to in just a moment, is that, you know, young people would discover Jesus, and that they would discover him as Lord and Saviour, and that they would open their hearts fully to him.